Figure 3 weeks plus until the Oregon legislature finishes its work, locks up the budget for the next 2 years, and heads home until next winter. There are many issues still to be decided before the legislature adjourns, and some of those issues revolve around reproductive rights. Oregon is not among the several states likely to pass laws this year restricting access to abortion. Several states have done that. Instead, bills in the pipeline expand ease of access to birth control, and there are some other issues in there as well. To talk about where things stand with a number of bits of legislation going on right now, we're talking to Mary Nolan, who's the interim executive director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon. Mary, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning. So just so we clear up the relationship, how are Planned Parenthood itself and Planned Parenthood advocates related?
That's a very good question. There are two Planned Parenthood Health Center affiliates in Oregon. Planned Parenthood Southwestern Oregon has health clinics in Medford, Ashland, Grants Pass, as well as Eugene and Corvallis, and Planned Parenthood Columbia Willamette has health centers in Portland, Bend, Salem, and other cities, other places in the north part of the state. My organization, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon, is a joint effort of those two affiliates to deal with public policy issues and public education.
All right, so you're separate from the clinic part of things, just dealing with getting policy situations cleared up.
We are a different organization, but we work really closely with the health centers. Mm-hmm.
So there's been a fair amount of activity in the legislature just lately, movement in particular on two bills dealing with birth control. Let's talk about the one that Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon does support, House Bill 3343, which I guess is the 12-month dispensing bill. Tell us about that one.
Thank you very much. That's a pretty exciting bill. It originated in the House, as you know, because it's a House bill. It passed the House last month at the end of May with 55 yes votes and only 2 votes in opposition. The bill recognizes the medical research that clearly shows that when women have access to a full year's supply of birth control all at once, their use of the medication and the effectiveness of the medication is dramatically improved because they don't have any gaps in supplies, and they use it very, very consistently, exactly as it's supposed to be used. When that happens, Jeffrey, the likelihood of an unintended pregnancy is reduced by up to 30%. This is really good for the patients. It's also really good for public health. As I said, this bill passed the House with an overwhelming majority, and then just last week, it was considered and debated in the Oregon Senate, and it passed in the Senate unanimously. So it is on its way to Governor Brown's desk for her consideration, and we are very hopeful that she will sign it very soon.
It seems like the ability of somebody to buy that much birth control medication at one time probably already existed. So what was it that the law had to change?
Very good point. The law changed the parameters under which private insurance companies reimbursed for the cost of birth control. You're right to note that many doctors write prescriptions for up to a year, but the practice in Oregon and in most states around the country has been that insurance companies would reimburse only for 1 month or maybe 90 days at a time, requiring then that a woman to get the full 12 months that her physician or nurse had prescribed for her, she'd have to go back to the pharmacy at least 4 times, and in some cases up to 12 times, to get what the prescription had said she's allowed to have. So what this bill does is it says to insurance companies, if the prescription is written for 12 months, you have to cover the cost of 12 months all at once.
All right. So that's the big changes with insurance then, and you're not going to spend every month or every 3 months on the refill line talking to the pharmacy, punching your prescription number in.
Exactly right. And as I said, that makes for much more consistent use of the medication, and that is what's intended, right? That's what the medical purpose of having that prescription is that you can use it consistently.
Mary Nolan is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Interim Executive Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon. We're talking about legislation involving things like birth control pills before the legislature. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. I'm going to take a guess there might have been a little resistance from the insurance industry, but probably not much given the vote in the legislature.
You are a pretty astute observer of the legislative process, Jeffrey. Yes, there was some resistance from private insurers. They had initially opposed the bill at all and then engaged in a conversation about whether 12 months was the appropriate time. They offered an amendment to provide for 6 months coverage at once. But members of the Senate committee in particular, the chair, Senator Mona Sanderson, who is a retired public health nurse, and another member of the committee, Senator Steiner Hayward, who is a physician in who practices family law, said very clearly that the medical research shows that a 12-month dispensing is what's associated with the reduced reducing the risk of unintended pregnancy.
And by 30%, you say?
By 30%. So I want to give a lot of credit to the two senators who really led that effort and said, no, this it makes sense to use 12 months because that's where the medical research is. And Jeffrey, I haven't mentioned that this Oregon is the first state in the country to pass this absolutely common sense expectation into law. That when the doctor or nurse who prescribes birth control says that this is the right medication for this patient for a full year, that that's what gets covered. And not only is it wonderful for Oregon women, we think it has the likelihood of setting a precedent nationally so that women around the country can benefit from this.
Now, it's just a matter of having the supply there. There is no change in the dosing or anything else like that, right?
That's right. When a patient gets an initial birth control prescription, the bill allows for that to be reimbursed up to 90 days just to make sure that that's the right dosing, that that's the right combination of elements in the birth control for that patient. But in reality, Jeffrey, once a woman gets established on a prescription contraceptive, she usually uses it for years, sometimes decades, during her adult life. So once it's settled, once the doctor or nurse and patient have figured out what's right for that patient, using it consistently makes a lot of sense, and a 12-month supply is a real benefit.
So, Mary, is there any effect on health insurance premiums, given that this really just affects how the health insurance industry has to provide the funding for the birth control supply?
We think, based on research done nationally and also in Oregon, that there's a likelihood that this will marginally reduce costs for insurers because the evidence shows that there is very little wastage when women are prescribed 12 months of birth control at a time. And because of the likelihood of reducing unintended pregnancies, which are much more expensive for the insurance system and more difficult on the patient, the cost will be reduced because birth control is actually a pretty inexpensive preventive medicine. Average costs for a year supply of birth control range from about $100 to about $600. Compare that, Jeffrey, with the minimum cost of a delivery of a live birth, which is about $18,000. We think once we get this into place that there will be some savings for the insurance industry. But the reason we did this is because it's much better for the patient's health.
I probably said pills a few times, but this is not just restricted to birth control pills. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It is available for all contraceptives that are dispensed. So birth control pills, birth control patches, birth control ring.
All right, all covered. Mary Nolan, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Interim Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon. We're talking about moves in the Oregon legislature involving birth control and reproductive rights. Phone number here, 800-838-3760. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Okay, we talked about health insurance premiums. So let's talk about the other bill moving lately. This is one apparently that is not one that had come in through Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon, but House Bill 2879 allowing pharmacists to prescribe birth control?
That is a bill that has passed out of the House. Planned Parenthood Advocates had the opportunity to work with legislators on that bill. You're right in saying that it is not a bill that we initiated. I think it's important for your listeners to understand that what that bill would do is add pharmacists to the list of healthcare professionals who are authorized, who can become authorized to prescribe birth control pills and patches only. That bill is limited to just birth control pills and birth control patches. The bill does provide some requirements, as I think is good public policy, and those were in the original proposal from the legislators, specifically that the Board of Pharmacy would have to establish a training program to make sure, before pharmacists take advantage of this authority, that they are properly trained in the safety issues and medical issues with prescribing, and that the patient is authorized and expected to perform what's called a self-screen. There are some limitations for use of birth control, particularly birth control that is hormonally based, and high blood pressure, for example, excessive weight, some other conditions that the pharmacist would ask the patient to walk through a 20-question self-assessment. And if after reviewing that the patient says, yes, I don't have any of those issues that would make it risky for me to use this birth control, the pharmacist then is authorized to write a prescription and then fill the prescription immediately.
Does there have to have been a previous prescription for birth control?
Well, and Jeffrey, you're starting to get to the area where Planned Parenthood had some issues with the bill as it came out of the House. For women aged 18 and older, there is no requirement for a prior prescription. That means a woman who's 18 or 35, who's never used hormonal birth control, could walk into a pharmacy, go through the self-assessment, and the pharmacist could write an initial prescription for birth control. For a woman who's under the age of 18, the pharmacist is only allowed to write a prescription if that patient has previously been issued a prescription by someone who is already authorized. That would be a physician, a naturopath, a nurse.
All right, so there are some concerns in there. I'm curious too, because this is moving out of the Oregon House, 50-10 it passed, and now it's on its way to the Senate.
Yes.
Or in the Senate. It comes at the same time that the California legislature, we do cover both states, is finally putting regulations into effect that will implement a law passed 2 years ago to also allow pharmacists to provide prescriptions. Was there any, to your knowledge, is there much similarity between the bills?
Jeffrey, there's a lot of similarity. They're not exactly the same. The California legislation, which is now law in California, has some different parameters around it than the requirements in House Bill 2879, but they're essentially the same practice. Specifically, they are both authorizing pharmacists to write prescriptions, as distinguished from making contraceptives available just over the counter. It's an expansion of who can write the prescription. It doesn't take the requirement for a prescription off.
Is that something that Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon seeks, the cessation of the requirement for a prescription?
Planned Parenthood is committed to expanding access to affordable, effective birth control. Under federal law, under the Affordable Care Act, prescription birth control is defined as a preventive medication, and it is available under federal law with zero copay. That makes it very, very affordable. We would like to see Oregon and all states move to a place where birth control is available as broadly as possible, as long as we keep it linked to the requirement that there be zero copay for women, so that there are no barriers to their access to that.
All right. So the issue then is cost more than procedure.
The issue we have is certainly cost, but it's also making sure that it is done in a safe way. And we think birth control can be available over the counter in a safe way. We just want to make sure that we don't, by moving it to an over-the-counter availability, we don't move it to a place where suddenly women go from having zero cost in a year to having their birth control to having a cost out of their own pocket of up to $500 or $600. If we went that, if that was the result, and there are some, shall we say, deceptive moves at the congressional level that would end in that result, that ends up not improving access, but making a bigger burden for women to be able to access regular, important medical services that 99% of women at some point in their adult lives rely on some form of birth control. So we want to make sure that we don't put barriers in the way of their using that for their own health and for planning their families.
Mary Nolan, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll take a couple of more minutes talking to her about issues involving birth control at the Oregon Legislature. She is the Interim Executive Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon. Our phone number here on the Jefferson Exchange is 800-838-3760. It works anywhere in the region, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So it must be tricky to try to keep an eye on what's going on in the legislature in the states that you're closest to, but then also keep an eye on what is going on in Congress at the same time.
Well, we have lots of people keeping an eye on things. As I said, here in Oregon, we have the benefit of our local health centers who are watching the trends medically, as well as watching the trends of what is important for patients. They're also in direct contact with their local state legislators here in Oregon. We work closely with affiliates in California, as well as affiliates to our north in Washington. And there is a national Planned Parenthood Federation, so that we share information among each other about what's going on, not just from a political and policy point of view, but also from good practices for medicine. And that's, for example, where we learn to offer some educational programs like we offer in our three Rogue Valley health centers around teen outreach program, which is young adults talking to young teenagers about being responsible, being careful, taking advantage of reproductive health care. As well as we have a fabulous program that you may have heard of. It's called Adolescent Healthcare Communication, in which young people actually train doctors and nurses in how to communicate effectively with young people so that they're getting the opportunity to make sure that their advice and counseling actually reaches into that young person on a level where that person is thinking.
Almost sounds like second language training.
Well, I have a young adult daughter as well, and sometimes I wish I had someone translating for me.
So there is another bill that Planned Parenthood Advocates does support dealing with patient privacy protection.
Yes.
House Bill 2758, what's that about?
Thanks for asking. House Bill 2758 passed the House and is now, in fact, it will be voted on today by the full Senate. And it is a bill to protect patient privacy. There is a little bit of a gap in privacy protection existing in law in most states and certainly in Oregon. And that gap is that while a provider, a doctor or a nurse or someone in a clinic, has to protect the privacy of a patient as to whether they've had an appointment, what kind of appointment they've had, what kind of medicine they're receiving, that's private communication that should only go to the patient. But the insurance company sends a notice, it's called an explanation of benefits, after a patient goes in to see the doctor and they get a treatment, the insurance company sends a notice saying, here's the treatment that the provider gave you, here's how much we're going to pay of that, and here's how much is either written off or you as the patient owe that.
Yeah, the beloved EOB, provider. Explanation
yes,
of Benefits.
EOB. This bill, 2758, requires that an insurer, if requested by the patient, must send that EOB to the patient and not to the person who is the primary policyholder.
That must have been, how tricky was it to write these bills clearly and accurately? This is a fairly fine point. I mean, send the notice to me, not to my dad, not to my spouse or whoever.
Exactly right. And in this one, I will give credit to the advocates for the private insurance carriers because they sat down with us and worked together to craft the language so that they would have, all of them got together and said, we're going to have a consistent form. So a patient who files this form with one of us, it's in the system and they don't have to file a different form if they switch insurers. And they worked with us to establish this so that a patient walks in and says, I'm getting treatment. I'm not yet ready to talk to my parents or my spouse or sometimes my estranged spouse who's still required to provide me insurance. And I want you to just send all communication to me.
All right, that one has passed the House, 34-25. The Senate awaits, and we've been talking about reproductive issues with Mary Nolan, Interim Executive Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Oregon. Mary, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
All right, take care.